So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing Hilchas Brachas, and specifically what concepts cause certain foods to require one kind of bracha, as opposed to seemingly similar foods needing a different bracha. Our Gemara begins by presenting a machlokes as to what bracha we say when one eats kimcha dechite, flour made from wheat. Rav Yehuda holds that we say bari pri adama, just as we would on wheat itself. Rav Nachman holds that we now say only shahakal. The Gemara introduces us to Rava, who sides with Rav Yehuda, and says that the reason why Rav Yehuda holds that you continue to make a adama on the wheat flour is because he holds afal gav deishtani ben milsikoi. Even though the food has changed from its original form, it still retains its original bracha. Similar to shemen zayis, olive oil, where both Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel hold that you continue to say bari priya eitz, the same bracha made on the olive itself. However, the Gemara disagrees with this comparison and says, the reason why shemen zayis retains its original bracha is because lesli ilui achrina, that upon becoming olive oil, it has already achieved its final and intended form. Whereas flour, isli ilui achrina, and is seen as being in a temporary in-between stage on its way to becoming bread, which is its final and intended form. Therefore, only a shahakal is said. The Gemara asks, if it's true that on kimcha dechiti, wheat flour, we say shahakal, then why didn't Shmuel include kimcha dechiti in his memra that on akara chaya, raw pumpkins, and on kimcha desari, barley flour, we say a shahakal? The Gemara answers, the truth is that Shmuel could have mentioned just wheat flour, and we would have automatically understood that on barley flour, one would also make a shahakal, since it is of lesser quality. However, he chose to rather mention barley flour because he was concerned that some might feel that you don't make any bruch at all when eating raw barley flour, since it could be harmful to your stomach. He therefore rather mentioned barley flour as opposed to wheat flour to teach us that even though it could be harmful, however, since its harmful effects are limited and there is some pleasure in eating it, a shahakal is still required. Next item discussed in the Gemara is kaira. What bracha do we say when eating palm shoots? Rabbi Yehuda says bari pri adama, Shmuel says shahakal. The Gemara explains. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says hadama is because palm shoots in its early stages are soft and are edible, whereas Shmuel says shahakal because it will eventually become inedible when it becomes hard and it turns into wood. Interestingly, Shmuel then turns around to his student Rabbi Yehuda and strengthens his position by comparing palm shoots to tznoin radish, which even though it will eventually become hard as wood, we still say bracha bari pri adama over it. But in truth, the Gemara says the reason why we say hadama over radishes is because it is planted with the intent of eating radishes. However, palm trees are not planted with the intent to eat the palm shoots. The Gemara now begins to examine tzlaf, the caper bush, which besides having its main edible fruit, the evyoinis, the berries, it also has three other byproducts that are to some degree edible, the kafrisin, the husks, the alam, the leaves, and the tamarim, the date-like outgrowths. Amr bihuda marav, tzlaf shel arla, the first 3 years of a young caper bush, zirik es evyoinis, you must throw away the berries, its main fruit, but you may eat the husks, which indicate that only its avyoinis are considered fruits, since it alone is subject to the laws of Arla. However, the Gemara says this is in contradiction to the following brisa. The brisa says that on the olam and tamarim of the keber bush, we say a bari pri adama, and on the avyoinis and kafrisin, we say bari pri eitz. We see from here that kafrisin are also considered a fruit of the tree, since its brach is bari pri eitz. So how can Rabbi Huda in the name of Ram say it may be eaten during its first 3 years? It's Arla. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi Kiva, who says that only the avyoinis of the keba bush are mechuyev b'maaser, indicating that he holds that the only edible part of the keba bush are the avyoinis. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that in truth, Rabbi Huda didn't need to make an independent statement and could have just relied on Rabbi Kiva's statement to teach us about arla and chutzlaretz, since kol ha-mekel ba'aretz, halacha k'maaser b'chutzlaretz, that whoever holds the lenient position eretz yisrael, the halacha follows him in chutzlaretz. However, since giving maaser on the keba bush, which Rabbi Kiva is talking about, is only midrabanan as opposed to Arla, which Rabbi Huda is talking about is minat taira, we would not necessarily learn out one from the other. He therefore made his clear statement that in chutz la'aretz that only the avyoinis of the keber bush are subject to the din of Arla, while the kafris and the husks may be eaten. The Gemara now begins a discussion on what constitutes a shoyim lepri, a protector of the fruit, and would therefore be considered as part of the fruit. The Gemara asks, since the kafris and the husks are a shoyim lepri, they should be considered arla, as the pasuk says, "Va'araltem arla sayes pirya." The words "es" teaches us, "es hatof lepirya," that which comes along with the fruit, which alludes to the shem lepri, which in our case is the kafrisin. Rav attempts to answer this by explaining that in order to consider something as a shem lepri, it needs to remain attached to the fruit up until it is picked, and since the kafrisin fall off before the fruit is picked, it is therefore not considered shem lepri. Abaye challenges his explanation from a braisa, which states that even though the netz of a rimen, which is an outgrowth that covers the pomegranate, is not considered as part of the fruit, it is, however, chayiv ba'orla, since it is a shomer lepri. And yet we know that the netz dries up and falls off the rimen when it is picked. Rava amends his explanation and says that to be considered a shomer lepri, it must be there at least until the fruit ripens. However, the kafrisin are attached only in the early stages while the fruit is just a bud. The Gemara then asks, but Rav Nachman says that even a very immature date is already considered a fruit. The Gemara answers by showing that Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yossi. However, Rava holds like the Chacham, who says that a smadr, a young grape bud, is not chayiv ba'arla, because it's not yet considered a fruit. However, Rav Simi ben Arda shows from a Mishnah in Shviz that the Chacham hold like that only for certain specific fruits. However, shar kol ilanos mishu yotzei, all of the fruit are considered fruits as soon as they sprout, including the abyonish of the caper bush, which effectively makes the kafrisin a shem lepri. This forces Rava to amend his statement one last time, and says that what constitutes a shem lepri, the chishaklis lei shemir mayis pera, when the protector of the fruit is removed, the fruit dies. And since if the kafrisin is removed, the abyonis don't die, the kafrisin is not considered a shem lepri. Towards the end of the blot, the Gemara presents a machlokes as to what bracha to say on peppercorn that are used as spices. Rav Sheish holds that we say a shahakal, and Rava holds that no bracha at all is made, just like raw ginger. But this is only when they are dried and are therefore not considered edible on their own. The final topic discussed is what bracha to make on chavetz kedera, a kind of porridge made from flour, honey, and oil, and also on daisa, a porridge made from coarse wheat. While on daisa alone, everyone agrees that its bracha is a mezainis. However, when the daisa is made similar to the chavetz kedera in that it is mixed and cooked with a large amount of honey, Rav Yehuda then holds the bracha as shahakal, since the honey is dominant, but Rav Kahana holds the bracha is mezainis since he agrees with Rav and Shmuel who say that kol sheyesh boich mechamesha saminim mevarchim lav boyim min mezainis. Any food that contains within it one of the five grains, a boyim min mezainis is set over it.